It's also important to realize that things can get messy. Even though that you try to say, I want to make it simple, make it a system, then scale, just think about the business as no different than the junk drawer that you have in your kitchen. You clean out the junk drawer, or you clean out the console in your truck, and it's all organized. You throw away 90% of the stuff that's in there. Well, guess what happens 2 months later? It's back to being messy again. And that's the way business is. So it is a constant thing that you're always, how do we make this simple? How do we make this a system? Now, how do we scale?
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to a Friday solo episode of the Above the Business podcast, where we help people to get above the business, become the architect of their business, and have a business blueprint. So in today's episode, I want to talk about make it simple, make it a system, then scale. Look, I mean, everybody in business, whether it's a business consultant, a business thought leader, talks about scaling. But before you try to grow fast, there really is an important order in order to do so, an order of operations, so to speak. And look, I don't think that make it simple, make it a system, then scale is just some sort of a cool saying. I think it's the one of the best ways to be able to grow, let alone scale your business, so that we're scaling simplicity. In scaling systems, we're not scaling complexity, and we're not trying to scale you. It's really important. So first of all, let's talk about, as I just mentioned, the difference between growing and scale. I think that growing means your business gets bigger each year at a steady pace. Scaling means your business gets much bigger, much faster. So here's a specific example to give some of you like myself that needs kind of some numbers around this. If your business grows 26% year over year, it will be twice as big in 3 years. Just do the math. Whatever your revenue was in 2024, if you multiply that times 1.26 or 26% growth 3 years in a row, it will be double. It doesn't matter if you're starting at 200,000, it'll be 400,000. It doesn't matter if you're starting at 2 million, it'll be 4 million in 3 years. It's just the way the math works. And sometimes whenever you share that with people, they don't realize like they could actually double their company in 3 years by just growing 26% year over year compounded. But if it grows at 42% or more each year, I believe you're scaling, because at 42% compounded growth, you'll double a company in 2 years, much bigger, much faster. So scaling, look, sounds great, but it's really honestly not where you begin to start. I think many business owners chase this idea of scaling way too early, and this is admittedly where in 2024, we did the two-day MBA. One of our guest speakers was Dan Martell, and the theme of that two-day event was scale or scale-able. How do we become scale-able? Well, the reason I think that business owners try to scale too early is that their business can get really messy, they can waste money, and then they simply get burned out in an effort to try to scale before they have simplified. So step number one is you have to be able to make it simple. Easy to say, hard to do. I mean, You have to start kind of cleaning up every part of your business. How does your team work? Getting rid of jobs that nobody needs and making sure everyone knows exactly what it is that they own and what they do. I think how you pay your people, keeping pay plans easy to understand and compensation plans easy to understand. That's one I see quite often, is very complex compensation plans. Number three, I think how you make money, really focusing on what brings in profit. For many of you that may be in a certain industry, I see that people are training on products that they sell like three or four of in a year versus the main one or two products that bring in 90%+ of the sales in a given year. I think another one would be how you give customers what it is they want. So how to make it as easy as possible to do business with you. Your goals. What is it that you really want? Being very clear and transparent and written down about what it is that you want. How you find and sell customers, making your messaging and your steps easy for people to be able to follow. That's one of the things that we're definitely working on within Blueprint, is to make things simple. Simple grows, big, fancy fails. Simple scales, fancy fails. You've heard that one. But making things simple is not easy enough by itself. It's not just about make it simple, then go scale it. Could work. But the next best step is one that's in between there, and that is to make it a system. How we make it simple first, then we make it a system. A system ultimately becomes a set of steps that you can repeat over and over. So how you sell, how you find customers, checklist and tools, we call those systems and processes. Having those documented so everybody follows what it is that needs to be done. So step number one, make things simple. How can we make this simple? Step number two, how can we systematize this? And then the step number three, now we can go about trying to scale this business. But I think if you try to add fuel to a business and you try to step on the gas with your marketing efforts before we simplified it, you're just going to add so much complexity into the business. And quite frankly, you're going to stress yourself out. I mean, the number of times I've seen, I just was on the phone yesterday with a business owner that he shared with me openly. He said, I hired five people at once. I said, five people at once? All together? And this is somebody that had not successfully onboarded two people at one time. Now, if you have somebody like a David Peterson that builds people within cohorts, and he's obviously built a way to be able to do that and scale onboarding of new team members, that makes sense, okay? But he's built the capacity to do that. Whereas this person has even had trouble kind of onboarding one person. That's not to be derogatory, it's just facts. Let alone bringing on two or three or four. Why don't we just do five at one time? How do you think that played out? Not very well. As a matter of fact, almost all of them have already left. That is certainly smashing around a lot of Rolexes. I think it's also important to realize that things can get messy. Even though that you try to say, I want to make it simple, make it a system, then scale, just think about the business as no different than the junk drawer that you have in your kitchen. You clean out the junk drawer, you clean out the console in your truck, and it's all organized. You throw away 90% of the stuff that's in there, receipts from Dick's Sporting Goods shopping spree, something like that. You bought some coffees, throw the receipt in there. And then you go through and you clean it out for 30 minutes or so. Well, guess what happens 2 months later? It's back to being messy again. And that's the way business is. So it is a constant thing that you're always, how do we make this simple? How do we make this a system? Now, how do we scale? So as an example, every time I do a coaching session with a private client, we have a fairly elaborate system that we follow to make sure that we send out the recap. We let them know about their next session that they're going to have, that we put all of our coaching notes in certain places, et cetera. Well, before we even try to make it a system, we need to try to simplify some things. And so my EA came with some suggestions and said, you know what? I think this is a little redundant. What if we cut this out? But what if we added this to make this part of it a lot more simple? I was like, I love that. And we were able to simplify some things. then we are able to make it a system. The way we made it a system specifically is she follows a checklist for every one of my private coaching sessions to she knows what she needs to do. She doesn't have to try to remember. She's not trying to think, okay, wait a minute. Now what do I do? Where do I put this? She's following some literal things in Asana. We happen to use Asana, but she's checking off what those things need to be so that she does not have to remember what it is. We made it simple first. Then we made it a simple, made it a system. Now you can begin to go and scale, start doing more of those coaching sessions as an example. So make it simple, make it a system, and then scale. Obviously, it sounds easy, but here's where the application of this comes into play. It's a mental model. It's something that before we start anything now, in the back of my mind, and even not even the back of my mind, I will now verbalize this to the team. How do we make this simple? How do we make it a system? And then how do we scale? As a matter of fact, as this podcast is going to drop on Friday, September the 12th, we are just about 2 weeks away from our quarterly that we ran. And we would love for you to be able to register. If you go to blueprintos.com/assets, you'll see the ability to register for the quarterly. You'll see the link in there to be able to go to it, come to it. It'll be totally free. We'll look back on Q3. We'll plan for Q4. And even as we are going through some of the jam sessions for that, whether it's the workbook for it, whether it's the slide deck, whether it's just our outcomes, whatever it is, there's been discussions. How do we make this simple? How can we make sure that we turn this into a system? And now how can we go about and scale? But I think it has to be in that order. So anytime you are about to embark on a new project, maybe on onboarding a team member, really great mental model to think, how do we make this simple? How do we make it a system? And how do we scale? The three S's. Hope this served you well. Love to see you at the quarterly, totally free event, blueprintos.com/assets, blueprintos.com/assets. I look forward to helping you to be able to plan your best quarter of the year, Q4 2025. I look forward to seeing you there. All right, everyone. See you next week. Lead well and go be great.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during sign up. Visit coachpconsulting.com to get started.